very good morning. Welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor and Mike Murray from the Curry. Coming live here, outdoor broadcast, here at the Cairns Show for 2022. And Trendy Trevor will be catching up and yarning with deadly people across this fantastic event. We're excited to be here, but, you know, brother man, excited to be anywhere. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And a big shout out to all our First Nation mob and celebrating NAIDOC for 2022. That was completed as of last week, but we all know NAIDOC week. For us mob, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We celebrate and proud to be Aborigine and strong in our culture. And also CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Thank you very much for the team there. And that's the manager there of CIAF. That's Darrell Harris and his beautiful team. And Cairns Convention Centre as well, to where the event was held. After 11 odd years over at the cruise liner terminal. So getting bigger and better, that's what it's all about. But Trendy Trev here with the yarns of Mob here, Talk Black program in regard to talking to the people here, in regard to people calling in, having a yarn, not in the next 3 days, because we're going to be down here outdoor broadcasting, no phone contact in that regard, but never know, technology, we can probably tee it up and have a look at it very soon. But we're going to catch up a yarn now. Miglu brother, he white on the outside, black on the inside, and that's Michael Trout, former LNP member, Barron River, but also tourism 30 years. A very good morning, my brother Mike. How are you, Mick?
Trev, great to be here, mate, and great to know you for more than two decades. We've both been in the tourism game, and great to be on radio with you.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. Thank you very much coming to the program. So, former LNP member, Barron River, are you still in the political arena? Where are you at and what's happening with Michael Trout? I know you're in tourism, 30 years. Mm. Let's talk about what Michael Trout is doing this day and age.
Yeah, certainly, Trev. What I do enjoy post a political career is being able to pick certain issues that I think are very, very important. And two issues that are important and one I really want to talk to you about is Cape York.
Yes.
But just something on another level, something that's very scary at the moment is a foot and mouth breakout in Bali and in Indonesia.
Yeah.
And just to call out to everyone out there, if you're coming back from Bali, you're coming into Cairns, take your shoes off, chuck them in a bin, because we bring that back to Australia.
Yes.
It's an $80 billion industry,
yes.
Cattle and sheep and all that sort of thing. So just to put that out there, guys,
if you're
out there travelling, please be responsible and protect Australia.
Yes, exactly. And when you say coming into Cairns, well, that's virtually coming back into this country.
That's right.
Those shoes.
We are the gateway coming back in here, and it's something that we should be really careful about, because you go to Bali, most times you're already travelling over there with a pair of thongs.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave them in a bin and come home and buy a brand new pair and bring it back.
Buy a brand new pair, and what are they, like $8, you know what I mean?
$8.
A small investment to protecting your own country.
Protect this
great nation.
Protecting
the people, great nation. Yeah,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
So tourism, 30 years, still running with Mungali Falls. You're a former board member of TTNQ. So you still got your fingers in the pie in tourism.
Yes, certainly, Trevor. We've got an outdoor education centre called Mungali Falls up near Millamilla.
Yes.
And it's just it's one of the most unique places in Australia. And the name Mungali is an Aboriginal name, and it means meeting place.
Yeah, beautiful.
So it's been a meeting place for international kids for many years, but kids from Mount Isa, every school from Mount Isa to Townsville to down as far as Mackay, all come to Mungali for their outdoor education camps. And it's just a great place where kids, they may not have got on with their fellow, teammates at school. Mm. They go back with, being friends with more. So that's
exactly
why I like the word Mungali. It means meeting place.
Meeting place, beautiful. Now, the phrase I'm, in regard to our next topic, the phrase I'm thinking of is high tide rises all ships. I'm talking about the connecting Cape York Indigenous mob and creating an economy. In regard to land claim, and they're in they've got their land back and what have you, there's opportunities for our mob, and you got a concept and idea. Talk to me, brother.
Yeah, definitely, Trev. There's two deals up in Cape York. Some land has been handed back to traditional owners.
Yes.
And that's called our Aboriginal freehold land.
Okay.
Now, the rest is national parks. Now, in those areas, that is to be 50% managed by the traditional owners.
Okay.
But what has happened till this day is they've been buying more, the government's been buying more land, but there's been very little management of it in regards to economic outcomes.
Okay.
It's been protected. They've been locking it up, and I want to unleash that.
Is that government or First Nation people?
No, it's a state government.
State government.
So they are 50% managed, but to this day, there's very little economic benefits other than a few jobs in regards to being ranger programs.
Yes.
We've got to think past a ranger program style of an economy for Cape
Entrepreneur
York.
Entrepreneur thinking.
100%. And, you know, and what I see every year, the numbers are growing. To go from Cairns or Mareeba to drive to the tip and back, there's over 110,000 cars.
Yeah.
And we're talking that over around about 7 months a year. Now, so that's from south to north.
Yes.
Now, Cape York, the further you go north, the narrower the peninsula becomes.
Yeah.
And I'm talking around Cowan as a base to start. Now, Cowan from the east coast to the west coast is 300 kilometres.
300, yep.
300 kilometres. So Cowan sits just a little bit to one side of the middle, but to the east you've got Port Stewart. Now, Port Stewart is one of the most amazing places when it comes to fishing, crabbing.
Is that on government land or is that on First Nation traditional land?
There'll be a balance of national park and traditional land.
Okay, yes.
So, and what has happened in the last fortnight, Trevor, is the one claim has come through.
Okay.
So what has happened before that, there is many, many different tribes or clans that own land in Cape York.
Sure.
So it's very hard to get an agreement from 20 landowners.
Because all tribal people got to agree.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah. It's not a one-stop shop.
So under the one claim, the reason why that happened is because there's got to be some serious issues about where roads go, and they want one voice.
Yeah,
so
sure.
That then they can go to the government and go, this is what we want.
Sure.
So things happen tomorrow,
yes,
not 2 years' time.
With the one voice.
With the one voice.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm saying that...
And hopefully that one voice has got the open mind, open heart, open soul vision for the future in the economy space.
That's right. I mean, they will then go out and they will talk to the different clans and then get agreement on them to do things. Now, I know you've been travel worldwide, Trevor, but you go to places like Yellowstone National Park.
Mm.
There's areas there that are controlled by the traditional owners there. It's already fully booked a year in advance when it comes to camping grounds, indigenous types of experiences. And the Australian people are now, and internationals now want to see a real cultural experience.
Yes.
I'm not bad-mouthing the likes of Jabba Kai. They opened the doors of how the indigenous culture was shown to the world. But people are now want to go past going to a one-hour show. They want a one-day. They want a two-day or a five-day show.
Sure, sure, sure. And on country. How authentic can you get?
So
walking with traditional owners, telling you their Dreamtime story, you know what I mean?
There's a gold mine there in that sense.
Could you imagine, Trevor, where you come into Cowan, you could be then directed to a campsite. Nick, you may have 100 metre space between you and the next person along a creek where you can spend a week there or whatever, and then at night time or daytime. And I know traditional owners up there, they're in their 70s now. They were actually born on the Archer River. They weren't born in a hospital like you and I. They were born on country.
Yeah, sure.
And these people are still alive, and they still go and hunt for their traditional food. Like that, they know the season when there's different yams and so forth along that river, and it was a food source to them. But that's one issue. Then there's just talking about the engagement, involvement with a family that want to be involved in tourism, and we've got to spread the tourism dollar to go past the accords of the world.
Sure.
And we've got to then...
Well, get away from the hustle and bustle.
And people...
Go on country.
Of those 110,000 cars, we're talking up to 500,000 people a year that drive past the door of this. Now, imagine having a business that puts that amount of people go past your door without being able to immerse this. And I want to see national parks opened to Indigenous business.
So they
can do a joint venture, but it has to be Indigenous. And there is so many different things.
So what you're saying is makes it easier now for this to come to fruition when you've got one voice.
Correct.
One tribal mob.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Has the conversation started?
Well, it's too early at the moment, but I'm putting it out there, and
okay.
it's something I don't want any commercial outcome from this, but I'd like to be involved.
Yeah,
I want
to create that space
to give my my knowledge of the tourism industry.
Yes,
and to be able to bring it could be some southern operator that has an idea, and he can bring that to some traditional owners and go. Would you like to do a joint venture on this?
Joint venture,
that's right. Can we do this?
Yep.
Bring our expertise. Bring, the vehicles or just one example. Over COVID, one of our best friends, Getaway Trekking, they trek Kokoda. Well, of course, over COVID, they couldn't do that, so they started
as in PNG.
As in PNG,
Kokoda. Yep.
So they now have around about 7 or 8 treks they do in Australia, the Great Ocean Road. And one that is very, very successful is They diversify, but this one's the Atherton Tablelands, and they do a donkey trek. So the gear gets carried by the donkey, and they walk through country that you can't even get a car to.
Yeah, beautiful.
And can you imagine...
That is the wilderness.
Can you imagine doing that with 12 donkeys up in on the Archer River, and you do a five-day trek, and you've done 200 kilometres?
Yeah.
It's just something that would just be
fantastic.
Incredible.
Yes.
And just talk a little
bit. It could
bit.
Open up doors in the economy space, and not only in tourism, all different facets of different industries
That's
operating
right.
by black people in business.
Yes.
And there's the tourism dollar. See
That's
what
right.
I mean? That's, opens up the gateway, doesn't it?
The tourism industry, one good thing, one of the biggest attributes of the indigenous population is their ability to tell stories.
Yeah.
But they do not have that opportunity to get to the mainstream Australian tourists.
Sure.
And imagine if you land these people on the doorstep and you've got families that want to be entrepreneurial to do this.
Sure.
When you and I first started in tourism, we had to go and find the tourists.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they're on our door. They're here.
Exactly.
They're already here.
Exactly.
It's now easier.
And now more about missing out on great opportunity
in the tourist industry, in
their space, on their country.
That's right.
And then in control.
Yes.
Not the tail wagging the dog.
That's,
but get educated, have these joint ventures,
so
you get educated how to run a tourism operation as such.
Yes.
Employ your people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look, it opens up the floodgate, doesn't it?
Over the next fortnight, I will be meeting, I'll be asking for a meeting with Richie Armette and some of the good people that can drive this, and let's get the dialogue going.
Sure.
And maybe this time next year we can.
We're talking about probably creating space, creating businesses, but also a small fee for entering on traditional land. I mean, we're talking about ongoing residual income
100%.
Here,
we're talking
and then clean as well. Take your rubbish with you and all that sort of stuff. There's rules and regulations. You know what I mean? And making sure that happens.
We're talking about a caravan park on Aboriginal country. So this would be an Aboriginal caravan park.
Yeah, beautiful. There you go, brother. I see where you're going.
Yes.
Look, this is fantastic. Michael Trout, please do keep in touch.
Yes.
And I'd love to be talking to countrymen up there on land to make sure this comes to fruition and we can use this medium as an National Talk Black Murray radio station. Let's put it out there and let's make it happen, brother.
Brilliant. Brilliant, mate.
Michael,
thank you.
Good to see you, my brother.
Thanks, Trevor.
You take care, brother.
A good brother.
Beautiful.
Thank you, mate.
Good man. There it is, Michael Trout, former LNP member of Barron River, but he speaks from the heart. He is a tourism man. He was a tourism man before being a member of parliament, being a politician. So tourism for 30 years. His heart's in the right place. I know this brother. I call him brother white on the outside, black on the inside. He's a former board member of TTNQ, Tropical Tourism North Queensland. He still runs Mangalia Falls, which is like an educational centre. And been there many times and done MC jobs there and look motivational stuff with kids. And he's talking about this space up in Cape York. And he didn't mention, but I know he runs the cattle station up there, Kalinga. He's been doing it for many years and 1,000 heads there on First Nation country. So that's a fantastic thing. And the opportunity for our mob on country, the economy, and open up the space and tourism. So I'll be yarning very closely and looking at this very closely with Michael Trout, and I'll be getting him back on air to talk about this space here on your daily program, National Talk Black, to Daily Mob here at BBM 98.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made it feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to cheat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go. If only you could see what it's on me. Black, black matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Tipping contemplates. Now she showed me love in her heart. It's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face. And that war can't buy for the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride of deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. The better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard. If we all get the courage to get up and get involved with it, let it, let it love. Come on. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Family.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Jimbla here on your daily program. It is National Talk Black. The Bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here from the Cairns Show for 2022. Outdoor broadcast, BBM, 98.7 FM, national program. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And Yarn Up Strong here with the Daily Mob. Had a beautiful yarn there with Michael Trout. And thank you very much. Beautiful. We got beautiful people are giving out prizes and gifts. We're handing out to people. Just got two scarves, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander scarf. So fantastic to see. And look, that's what it's all about regarding networking with different business opportunities, business people out there, and joining the forces, so to speak. But here we are with National Talk Black, Cairns Show, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, one-hour program, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Print Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Our next segment is the Which Way Yarning segment, and that's proudly sponsored by Pekoni, IGA, Brinsmead, and Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit once a week here at Bunbury Print Media, and healthy living and healthy lifestyle message we deliver. But we're going to catch up with PLOs, Police Liaison Officers, from the Edmonton branch. And we have Marlies Dalton, and also she got a bodyguard, Stephen Grant. A very good morning, my two beautiful people. How are you all?
Hey, good, thank you. On this beautiful day, Trevor, thanks for having us.
Yes.
Hello, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, good, my brother. Start with you, Marlies. Who your mob were you from, sister?
Well, Yidinji. We're on Yidinji country here now.
Are.
That's my country through Dad.
Yeah.
My dad's side, and our clan is Wanya Majay. So just a little bit down the road, but we're still Yidinji mob.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm. Thank you. Mm. Brother, who your mob were you from?
Hey, Trevor, Steve Grant, proud Jitterbull Murray.
Yes.
From the Cardinal Ravensow Tropics.
Yes.
Very climatised down there.
Yeah, beautiful, exactly. Well, here we are, Cairns Show, and now you guys are doing your job with your uniforms on, police liaison officers. Your shift here today is till what time?
We're here 8 to 4 today, Trevor.
Yeah, I'm here for maybe around lunchtime, because I've got to get back to Edmonton Station at some stage.
All right, then when you knock up, you go back to your pole dancing gigs. Is that right?
Not Steve? Like you, no.
No, thank you, brother. No, thank you, brother.
Someone's got to do work, eh?
Exactly. And look, bring in the bill, bring in the money, pay the bills. That's what it's all about. And the job and role here you do at the Cairns Show, like I said, well, communicating with our mob, but just making sure everyone's having a good time. But it's all about being peaceful and also no law-breaking and no mishaps. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Create the atmosphere. Yeah. Being seen, that's the number one tool, isn't it, just to be seen?
It is.
You know?
People like it when they see us out and about. We always have a cheery hello, wave,
yes.
Smile. We want to be, we're happy people.
Exactly.
You know? And we want people to be safe and to feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should be able to walk around the place and just feel that you can enjoy yourself and enjoy the environment. Enjoy today at the show.
Yes.
If there's any young kids who go, like they've lost their parents or the parents have lost the kids.
Sure. Come to the blue uniforms.
That's right. It, yes.
That's what you're there for. Yeah, fantastic.
How long have you been a PLO, Marlies?
Oh, since I'm the PLO coordinator, so yes. I've been in this role, Trevor, since 2014.
Okay.
But I've been with the QPS since 2004.
Okay. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Yourself, Steve? What's your generation?
Roughly around the same period where my lease has come from, about 18 years stage.
Yep.
Obviously, been around to a couple of communities in the dream, following the road to success.
Exactly.
Yep. Back home here in Cairns after being last deployed in Merg and Cherbourg for the last 4 years.
Beautiful, so, big shout out.
Yep.
The beautiful mob down there. Mergen, yep, Cherbourg, fantastic. Now, what about recruitment? Any of our mob joining the forces as such?
Yeah, we have actually in our...
Yesterday.
In our first year, with our first year's their cohort.
Yep.
We've got a young officer. He went into training there, the last 6 months, I think.
Yes.
And I saw
him... As a PLO or as a police officer?
As a police officer.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. He's young, beautiful young man,
good.
Young gentleman.
Yeah.
And we saw him last year do preparation for his training.
So he started here on Monday.
Okay.
So he went through the process with the other...
Would you have his name?
I can't... I know he's an Innisfail boy.
Innisfail boy.
Surname is Epong. I can't remember.
Epong. Okay, big shout out, brother man.
So
big
I can't remember his first name, but his first day was actually was yesterday.
Yes.
And he started at Smithfield Station, I believe.
Okay, well, he'd be wearing his gun.
Glock.
So
yes.
He's Sir.
Sorry?
He's anybody with a gun is Sir.
Yes,
sir. In your eyes.
In your eyes. That's right. Beautiful. Look, that's fantastic. And an opportunity for the young brother, but it also creates momentum, so to speak. And
correct.
It lets our young brothers and sisters know out there that this is a good career pathway.
Yes.
If you want to go in and you make
that's
a career out of it, can't
you? You know, there's... obviously, there's 38 to 40 different pathways in the police, whether it's the mounted police, CIB, water police, the helicopter, the polar air team.
Yep.
It goes all across the state.
Sure.
You know, stock squad. So there's a large field out there that's available.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'll tell you what, you can travel anywhere in Queensland.
Well, weapons, mechanics, all the different, marketing, so many different industries
under
that one umbrella.
Sorry,
IT stuff?
Trevor.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
IT.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when we look at, we caught up with you guys, you were on the beat yesterday, and you happened to walk into the SYG, Sovereign Yidgidi Government, and I wear the hat as the Tourism Minister for that fantastic organisation, that government, and you walked in and have a conversation about the movement of the Yidgidi Government, who've got their own police. And they had their police car then at the NAIDOC celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that engagement and when you visioned the police car of the Sovereign Yidgidi Government.
Yeah, well, it's a really good engagement with the Yidgidi police.
Yes.
We liaise with them.
Yes.
And we've recently just met them. And we discussed, the whole focus on peacekeeping.
Yes.
Keeping people safe, helping people,
exactly.
Really. There's
exactly.
also, the whole pastoral care, the welfare concerns that sit front and centre, really, for a lot of our work. We see someone down and out, they're on the street, they're rough sleeping, or they just need assistance in other ways.
Sure.
So we help them through referrals.
And that's the role that the Yidgidi police are playing as well.
They are.
So you're you're travelling in the same vehicle, you could say.
We have, yeah.
Community work.
That's probably, that could be down the track.
Yeah.
But just for, our drop-in visit yesterday, so we've started just baby steps.
Yes.
But getting, we know each other.
Yeah.
We're countrymen too.
Exactly.
I'm Yidgidi woman.
Yeah.
And that's the Sovereign Yidgidi Government.
Mm.
We know these people.
The action or the platform that they operate on as United Nations, Rights of Indigenous People. There's no treaty with the Commonwealth with First Nation people. So they've got the right to operate on their own country as a government. And that's all they've done.
That's right.
So it's all legit in that sense. The introduction of the Sovereign Yidgidi Government operating for about 9-odd years now.
Yeah.
The previous Prime Minister, Mr. Scott Morrison, was well aware and he came to... Yidinji for business, Cairns, and they informed him that were aware that he was arriving. Please come to Yidinji government office to pick up your passport, your visa.
And he
did that, showing the respect and the space that they're operating
That's
in.
That's right.
But it's great to see him regarding communication with the Queensland Police, you know, and having that yarn and providing the service and care and respect and looking out for the constituents of this country.
Yeah, it's meant to be. It's a networking thing. It's a working together and all being, most of us, you know, well, we're all mainly Murray fellas.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
And we do work within, like where I work, is the cross-cultural liaison unit.
Sure.
Steve's based out at Edmonton Police Station.
Yep.
But back in our unit in town, it's a cross-cultural unit. So we have Japanese PLO, we have Chinese PLO.
Exactly, for the communication of the multicultural city we live in.
That's right.
To our deadly listeners that you've just tuned in, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live with the outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show for 2022, having a deadly yarn with the segment Which Way Yarning, with Melissa Dalton and Stephen Grant, PLO, Police Liaison Officers, and good conversation. We have this yarn once a week at the station, but they caught up with us here at the Cairns Show. Steve, you're travelling and you guys do a handover at 4 o'clock, yield to 4, is that right?
No, I think it's midday.
Midday.
The next crew starts at midday today.
Yep.
And they'll be working until 8 p.m. tonight.
Okay, now all police liaison officers, you work from a base, don't you? Like Stephen's from the Edmonton Police.
That's right.
So he operates from the police station out at Edmonton. All police liaison officers operate from a station. So you're all under one umbrella, so to speak. It's not an office where all police liaison officers operate from.
Well, we do. That's where... No, it does differ for us in Cairns.
Rightio.
So we've got about eight PLOs here in Cairns. So we've just recently restructured.
Okay.
Because there was one at, say, the Cairns City Beat down near the lagoon.
Yes.
There's a couple working out of Cairns Station and one out of... The beach, you know, the shopping centre beach, Stockland, Rain Trees, that as of this year we've all come in and we're one team.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and we're set up, we work out of the cross-cultural unit.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Steve, you mentioned just off air before we got on here about the mayor meetings.
Yeah.
All the mayor in the Cape York is coming up here. There's a conference on. You guys are going to be part of that, is that right?
Yes, the Indigenous Mayors Summit is on,
okay.
Commencing tomorrow.
Okay, here in Cairns?
Here in Cairns for one day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a various number of... mayors across Queensland will be in attendance, and also members from the First Nations unit, police unit in Brisbane will be up here.
Yes.
And they'll be the coordinators of the event.
Yes.
So that'll take place as from tomorrow.
Because we've got Queensland Police operating in the communities Cape York, there'll be police liaison officers as well.
Yes, yes.
Black on black, that's a beautiful ingredient, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have PLOs throughout the Cape communities.
Yep, Torres Straits
as well.
Yes.
Yep. On the Outer Islands.
Sure.
There, so... but we wish we had, you know, seek to have more in number.
Yep. I mean, the door's always open. Anybody can put in an application.
Yep.
That's it.
Yes,
apply for it, you know, beginning's half done.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Journey of 1,000 miles, Trevor.
Yeah, start with one step.
Yeah, that's it.
And the full of that application. too
yeah,
deadly.
Yeah. Look,
beautiful yarning with you both, and thank you very much for coming to the conversation. Which Way Yarning is our connection with the police, and a big shout out to cousin Rob Hollingsworth, who's left the industry now. He's doing some work in the youth space with
that's
Mission
it.
Australia, which is fantastic. But this has been continuing on, and we'll continue our daily yarns. Melanie, good to see you, my sister.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you,
it's been a while. Yeah. My brother, good yarning with you as
yes,
well.
Yes, always.
Thank you for the yarn here, but we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Keep
doing what you're doing. And what do you want, younger? He want money. What, do you want to go for a ride? Dodge him car. You want to behave yourself, brother? You're in uniform. Go do your job. Hey, beautiful yarn with you both.
Thank you very much.
Best.
Everybody, wishing you a good day. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Deadly program here, National Talk Black, coming to you live outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show, and yarning with the with the deadly mob there. That's the police liaison officer. It's Marlies Dalton and Stephen Grant. And that deadly program is Which Way Yarning. It's proudly sponsored by Piconi IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. And give us a box of fruit at Bummer Brippa Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. But stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
Try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life. I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better. Cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new. You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do, be who you wanna be.
times, telling me that it's never ever meant to be like this. You plead, forgive me please, won't you hold me tight? No more lonely nights.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you by my, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah.
Yeah, too deadly. My welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here, National Talk Black at BBM 98.7 FM. We come to you live here from the Cairns Show 2022, and we just celebrated CIAF, we celebrated NAIDOC, and now we're here at the Cairns Show, very, very busy, but represent, catching up with Mob here, and it's fantastic to see. Looking at the top stories for news today, officials silent on latest Chinese military encounter with Australian warship. Hospitals braced for the worst after dire warning on winter coronavirus wave. NRL considering changes of state of origin format. whatever that means. Five takeaways from the Gen 6 hearing on extremists and Trump. Taurus leadership battle now down to eight. What these dazzling James Webb telescope images mean from space. Barty's brutal honesty over Wimbledon snub. Carrie Bickmore reveals why living overseas with her kids was really, really hard. If Arden's speeches on China was genuine, we're in trouble. And why you're now more likely to catch COVID more than once, even if you recently had it. So there's the news regarding the headline news for today. National Talk Black, I said, 1 hour program coming to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today. Back in the hots again tomorrow. Coming to you live from the outdoor broadcast show here, and be catching up in yarning with very deadly people here at the Cairns show, Black and White, and that's what it's all about, deadly good yarn here on National Talk Black. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you very much putting us across the airways. And also big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the deadly country of ours, our Deadly Black Network. We've got the news coming up here very soon. Stay tuned. You local mob, we'll continue the outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns show on your Deadly Murray radio station, BBM 98.7 FM. Trendy Trev, sign off, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be on soon. BBM 98.7 FM.